You are listening to the Training Podcast from PursueGod.org.
Hey friends, in today's training topic, we are going to talk to you small group leaders about how to create a culture where your whole small group cares for one another. You know, as a small group leader, you're usually seen as the shepherd of your group, but did you know that biblically, the responsibility of caring for your group is not supposed to just be on your shoulders alone? So in today's leadership episode, we're going to talk about what it means for you to provide care for your small group, but also what it means for the whole group to get in on this so that you have a culture of caring for one another in your small group. And we're also going to give you some practical tips on how you can equip people in your small group to be a part of this and to multiply that care in your group. So let's start with you. Probably if you're a small group leader, you already understand, you kind of have a pastoral heart. You care about people. That's why you lead a small group. But there might be some of you who are saying, nah, not really. I'm more of a teacher. That's why I like to lead a small group is because I want to teach. I want to be a Bible teacher. Well, I want to just encourage you that a small group environment should have a sense of compassion and care and meeting one another's needs. This is a very biblical thing. Romans 12:10 says, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Philippians 2:4 says, don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Galatians 6:2 says, share each other's burdens, and in this way you obey the law of Christ. So there are all these verses in scripture that paint a picture of a community where there's more than just information being shared, but actually there's a caring, loving environment. And again, it starts with you. So small group leaders, you need to buy into the idea that you want to care for each of the members of your small group. One of the best, most practical ways to do that is, if you haven't done this already, make a commitment to praying for your small group members for as long as you're doing your small group, not just on the night that you meet, but pray for them during the week. Ask God to give you some insights about them. Pray for needs in their life. Hopefully you're maybe having a time of prayer in your small group before or after your small group, or at least a time to share prayer needs within your small group. So as a small group leader, you should make a commitment to pray for those needs. You know, we've all said that to people before, hey, I'll pray for that. And then you forget to pray for it. Well, don't do that with your small group. Make sure that they know you care about them by praying for them. In fact, what I like to do is shoot a quick little text over and say, hey, I'm praying for your situation. I'm praying for your kid this week. How can I be helpful? You know, those little, simple little outreaches can really make a difference, and it'll make your small group feel like you genuinely do care for them, because you do. You're praying for them. They're on your mind throughout the week. That's kind of what it means to care for your group pastorally. Now, on a practical level, care involves not just the spiritual side of things, like praying for them, mentoring them, being willing to mentor, teaching them during your small group, you know, preparing scripturally for them to help them to understand what you're learning together in your group. So on the one side, it's spiritual support, but it's also practical support. You know, I hope the goal of your small group is to create an environment where people care for one another and needs are being met on a practical level. So that means if you know that someone's wife was sick, you maybe lead the charge in setting up meals for them. What an environment to create just that family, that sense of care and concern that you would have in a family. What an amazing thing to have that in a small group. So that's a practical way to do it. Maybe young couple in your small group whose parents don't live in town and they never get a date night. Maybe some of the older couples in the small group, or maybe you are one of the older couples in the small group as a small group leader, you can say, hey, we'd love to watch your kids. We'll do it for free. We know it was such a blessing when our kids were little. Let us help out. So as a group leader, I think just have on your radar that you're trying to set a precedent for this. You're trying to lead by example in providing care. But then the next thing you have to understand is it shouldn't just be you, because it can wear you out if you're the only one that has this mentality. What you're trying to do is you're trying to get the whole group to buy into this kind of a culture. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 say, "Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works, and let us not neglect our meeting together, but encourage one another." Again, so many small group leaders only think about the teaching that they're doing, making sure that they're ready for the lesson. And that's good. That's important. It's really important for you to be ready for the lesson, for you to understand what the topic is for the day. If it's a Pursue God topic, you've listened to the podcast, you've taken your own notes, like you're really ready to lead the group. That's important. That's part of spiritually caring for the congregation, or for your, not congregation, for your small group. But I think the other part of this is really trying to create an environment where this group, well, like obeys the law of Christ that we read from Galatians 6:2, share each other's burdens, and in this way you obey the law of Christ. Probably what Paul's talking about there is the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Small groups are one of the best places, not just for you to love your neighbor as yourself, to show love in a practical way, but for you to create an environment where other people can obey the law of Christ. There's a lot of small groups where it's just all about everyone coming as a consumer, and they just consume off of the leaders. And I think what you're trying to do is break this mentality in the American church. Set an example so that the whole group understands that it's everyone's responsibility, not just the leaders, but it's everyone's responsibility to meet each other's needs practically, to love each other practically, to share each other's burdens practically. So what that means is you need to equip other people to care. Maybe start with your, if you have co-leaders in the group, or another, at least another couple in the group, or another individual in the group who is kind of right up there with you, maybe potentially another group leader if you eventually grow too much and you need to spin off. So maybe just bring them in on it, give them an opportunity as well. You know, some of you small group leaders have a hard time asking other people to help out. Well, here's a great way to remedy that. Pay attention to the needs of your church and then ask someone else to help out that need. See, it's harder to ask for someone to meet your own need. You know, most of us have a hard time with that. But it's not as hard as a leader for you to just sort of pay attention to the needs over here on this side of the group. And then for you to say maybe at the end of the group, or maybe just, you know, one-on-one with someone else, hey, would you meet that need? Would you be willing to step in? I can't tell you how many times I've had to be sort of the instigator. I don't know, maybe the better word is the connector, because I've been my wife and I have been the only ones that are really kind of clued into that. Everyone else is coming as a consumer. So we've had to be the ones to say, hey, why don't you step in? Can you step in and help out? And again, in the absence of that kind of proactivity, you are going to end up, as a leader, you're going to end up reactively doing all of the work and doing all the serving outside of small group. So you really need to view your job as, okay, I'm going to really try to equip other people to care. I'm going to try to make handoffs. You know, we talk a lot about making mentoring handoffs, and certainly that's part of it. Maybe there's a newer believer or a seeker in your small group that needs someone to really work with them and help them to understand, maybe go through the pursuit. So they need spiritual care. Well, you can't be doing all the spiritual care. So this is an opportunity for you to make a handoff to that spiritual need, but you can do the same thing with a practical need. Somebody brings up a need in the small group in the prayer time, and you can just say, hey, is anyone able to step in and meet that need? And allow the group to step in and do that. You know, Ephesians 4, 11 to 12, one of my favorite passages in the Bible. It says there that leaders are supposed to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church. Notice it doesn't say, go read it for yourself. It doesn't say leaders are supposed to do all of the work. It says leaders are supposed to equip God's people to do the work and build up the church. And so that just means you might need to help people to get clued in on this. Now, the practical needs are easy, because people don't need to be trained on how to, you know, babysit a kid or how to bring a meal over, probably. They don't need to be trained on how to shovel a driveway or mow a lawn. But on the spiritual side of things, if you're trying to create like a spiritually caring environment, you might need to train a couple people to mentor. You know, if you've never brought anyone in your small group through our mentor training at pursuegod.org, just go to the training section on the front page and you'll find that mentor training. It's a four topic training version of the pursuit, basically, instead of the 12 topic full version. You can actually use either one of them because there's a training module at the end of the full version of the pursuit as well. But if you don't have a couple of people in your small group trained up to mentor someone, then you aren't going to be able to hand off anybody, and nobody's going to help you to care for your small group. So maybe one of the first things you can do in anticipation of being a caring group is handpick a few of the people in the group and say, can I take you through outside of our small group? Can I take you through this training series? And can you just pray with me that God will then reveal to you and to me who you can mentor in this next small group season? So again, you're taking a practical step in faith, training people up to step up with you and really care for the group, both spiritually and practically, because that's what a healthy group looks like. It's not one where the leader does all the caring and just a bunch of consumers are coming. It's one where the whole body, the whole small group is engaged in care. So leaders, you have to model it. The group is going to share in that. And then you'll have to equip other people so that you can multiply the care. Anyway, I hope that's a helpful conversation for you as a small group leader, as you're getting ready to create an awesome small group that really knows how to care for one another. That small group's going to change the world.
Thanks for listening. If you haven't already, please consider rating our podcast. It's a simple way to help us reach more people. Find more resources to talk about these topics with your small group, family, or mentor on pursuegod.org.